Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat, 717 and a quarter, up 3/4. March at 720 is up 1/4. Soft December, 654 and a half, up 1 1/4. Now up 1 1/2. March, 665, up 2 1/4. December corn, 422 and a half, up 1 1/4. July, 448 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. November soybeans, 1270 and 3/4, up 7 3/4. January, 1258, up 3. July is 1226 and a half, down 2. December soybean meal, $400.30, up 350. December soybean oil, 40.52, down 62. December live cattle, 131.90, down 12.5. November feeders, 164.57.5, down 27.5. And December lean hogs, 87.30, down 5 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
It's been an explosive uptick in the U.S. dollar today. To what do we owe the dollar's rise over the last several sessions, and where can it go from here?
Well, to my understanding, the Eurozone lowered interest rates, so the euro is sharply lower, and the dollar index is weighted like 60% to the euro. So whatever the euro does is pretty much the opposite of what the dollar index does. So I think what that it basically tells us is that we're kind of in a currency devaluation, a race to the bottom. I guess I'm in the opinion that all of these people that are talking about tapering, the Fed would maybe slow down printing of money. I think that's the wrong question. The real question is how much are they going to increase it as time goes on? Because you can see that the U.S. economy continues to kind of slip and slip and slip and slip. And I think it's just a matter of time, probably, when the new Fed Reserve Board Chairman Yellen gets in there, she'll probably bump it up to maybe $150 billion a month, and it'll just keep increasing because that's what politicians do. I mean, history says that politicians will print money to try to keep the country afloat. So I think the stronger dollar basically indicates that the Federal Reserve Board is going to have to print more money to weaken it up, to keep it competitive with the other currencies around the world.
So does that mean that if the Fed does, as you suggest, that those lows that we saw earlier in the month of October around 78.99 are still in play for violation to the downside?
Sure. But everything takes time. Nothing's going to happen overnight. But, yeah, I think eventually, I mean, Congress talks about stopping spending or slowing the growth of spending, but we all know that that's not going to ever happen. And so they're going to continue. The Fed has to continue to print money to accommodate the government to spend it. So I think, yeah, eventually, I mean, this thing is eventually going to go into a currency crisis. Politicians don't do anything unless they're in crisis mode. But yeah, longer term, I mean, that's where I'm at. I think it's just, you know, the dollar is just going to go into a collapse. It'll probably lose its reserve currency status at some point in time. China will take that role over. And then we'll be kind of like Portugal and Spain and Greece and everybody else. And we'll have, you know, you have to take a wheelbarrow full of money to go to the grocery store. So, but that takes time for that to develop. But our economy is really shaky. If you look at any long-term statistics, it's not going to take much to tip it over. It appears that maybe this Obamacare situation with the higher premiums and the higher costs is passing on to consumers. That's going to leave them with less disposable income. And because Obamacare is nothing more than a big tax on a large percentage of the people. So I think what they're saying is the economy, the U.S. economy is going to continue to weaken, and then the Fed's going to have to come in and print more money to try to keep it afloat.
Let's turn our attention then to the grains, corn. The air slowly continues to leak out of the tire, has sown last week. I guess the question I have for you is, at this price level, 423, 422, what ending stock is the trade trading? And I think it's relevant because we're going to get a number tomorrow.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we need to know what that number is going to be. Acreage adjustments, there's no doubt that the yield reports that everybody's heard in the trade have come in better than expected. Unless USDA would surprise us with some lower yields, which would tell me that either all the scales are wrong or all the yield monitors or something in the atmosphere made them all wrong this fall. I think you could see, you know, a pretty good whack in harvested acres, maybe to kind of offset some of that yield increase. But when you look at the corn balance sheet, you know, we sold 1,000,007 tons of corn here this morning. We do have a little window in here. Black Sea supplies are tight. South American inventories are pretty well gone. So we do have a window in here to sell some corn, and I think USA's got us at 12.25. I think that corn export number is going to go to 1.5. I think you're going to see feed usage go up a couple hundred million. And my guess is ethanol grind's going to go up a couple hundred million. So I think USDA, you know, can find enough demand in the corn balance sheet to maybe offset any kind of production increase, and the carryout may not go over the 2 billion bushel mark. We'll still have adequate supplies of corn, but the function of the corn market will be to, you know, seek out a level to find new uses, new demand, and whatever. And I'm kind of in the opinion, you know, it's just a guess when you're trying to pick tops and bottoms, but this 4.25 area, 420, 4.25 area, I think is a critical point for the corn market to hold. If it can't hold here, then maybe some of the super bears that are talking about 350 corn might have a shot at taking it to 350. But I'm not in that camp for that to happen, at least in the near term. I think that could happen if we have a big South American crop and then we go ahead and have another big U.S. crop. We could maybe pull the plug out from underneath this corn market. But I do think prices are cheap enough that it's stirring up new livestock facilities. I think ethanol grinds, ethanol producers are making big bucks here. We have found at least an element of export demand.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red December wheat at 7.15 3/4, down 3/4. Soft December, 6.55, up 1 3/4. December corn, 4.22 1/2, up 1 1/4. July, 4.48 1/2, up 2. November soybeans, 12.70 1/2, up 7 1/2. January, 12.57 3/4, up 2 3/4. And July, at 12.25 1/2, down 3. December soybean meal, $400.80, up $4. December soybean oil, $40.46, down 68. December live cattle, 131.92 1/2, down 10. And December lean hogs, 87.30, down 5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.